fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 6th day of July, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, do you have your bug home bag ready? Could be the same bag you keep in your car so you can get home, and if there's a crisis, the bag you keep at home so you can escape if there is a crisis. Your bug home bag. Do you have one? If you do, have you checked it lately to make sure that everything is in proper condition, proper working order, that you have in there what you need? You should probably be changing it by the season, especially if you live in areas where it gets really cold in the wintertime. And just make sure everything's in there that you need, and check it out, and you'll be glad you did. That's your prepper tip of the day. We're going to have open lines this first half hour. The second half hour, we'll be talking to Tom Berryhill about the energy cleaner. And then the second hour, we will have Mr. Don Kubley. We'll be talking about the inter-shelter domes. Well, our president is representing us in Europe. He's in Poland. He gave a great speech yesterday. I think he's doing an excellent job of representing the United States of America, representing our interest and giving hope to people all over the world. And that's a great thing. That's absolutely a great thing. And I'm glad to see that he's doing it. The liberals are just at their wit's end with Donald Trump. They really are. They're at their wit's end, trying to develop strategies. I was reading this morning about a group that's hoping to make the liberal cities the enclaves of continuing hope and change. Well, that's a failed concept, isn't it? Former President Hussein Obama is doing his best to undermine this president, undermine the president's agenda, attempting to make the president look bad in the world, in the eyes of the world. That will ultimately be unsuccessful. It will. It will be very unsuccessful. Because people can see truth. And when they hear Donald Trump speak, they know he's being truthful. They know he's saying the right things for the right reasons. Where Hussein Obama, well, he's a Muslim communist, let's face it. Hussein Obama is a Muslim communist. putting forth the agenda of the Communist Internationale. That's what he's doing. That's what he's always done. He's a communist through and through, and a Muslim through and through. It may seem like a dichotomy to have the two in the same sentence, Muslim-communist, but he is a Muslim-communist. Interesting things going on in the world. We have extremes of temperature, extreme heat in California, where it's 120 degrees in some parts of California, extreme cold in other parts of the world up farther north. Greenland has the coldest July temperature ever recorded in the northern hemisphere. So we're having extremes. And I believe you can point to at least part of it being due to the bizarre things that the jet stream is doing. The jet stream has a lot to do with both temperature and precipitation. And, of course, the jet stream is acting in this bizarre, uncontrolled manner because the Gulf Stream stopped June 12th, 2010. This is very important to understand and look at and be aware of, that the Gulf Stream stopped June 12th, 2010. The Gulf Stream used to, past tense, regulate the jet stream. It doesn't do that anymore. There's three jet streams, by the way. Northern Hemisphere, Equatorial, and Southern Hemisphere. Now, the majority of my listeners are in the Northern Hemisphere. The overwhelming majority are. And wherever you might be in the Northern Hemisphere, 5 miles above your head is wind 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, going approximately 150 miles an hour. It could be slower, it could be faster, but that's an approximate speed. Yes, that wind has a lot to do with climate. And when the Gulf Stream was regulating the jet stream, it caused the jet stream to behave in a more or less predictable manner, year after year, decade after decade, century after century. I say more or less because it was not a rock-solid, predictable manner in which it behaved. But it was predictable, for the most part, decade after decade, century after century. Now, if you're in the business of agriculture, precipitation and temperature is a really big deal. And men and women involved in agriculture, doesn't matter what it is, whether they're growing tomatoes or soybeans or cattle, they build a business model based on a certain predictable weather pattern. And here it is. That for every one bad weather season, which means a bad harvest, they'll have four good ones. And they can build a business on that, build a life around that, and move forward in that business. Well, that's all gone. Now, I've talked to men and women involved in growing grains, corn, wheat, rice, soybeans, barley, spelt, so forth, oats. And they agree with what I'm saying. That predictability of that model, everything they did was based on that being something they could depend on. The farmland they bought and leased, the farm equipment they bought, the seed, pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, all was based on that being a predictable model so they could service debt and make a profit. That's all gone. It's really up in the air. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. You were talking about things going on in the world. A couple of notable earthquakes happening today. One is between a 5.8 and a 6.2 up in Montana, about 150 miles from the edge of Yellowstone, which is in Wyoming, of course. But it caused the power outages and shook some things that made the made the local TV news here in my area. And then also there was about a 6.8 on land in a fairly populated area of the Philippines too. So not seeing reports coming in from that much just yet.
Well, but, 5.8 is a pretty good strong shake, and a 6.8 will do a lot of damage. So, and I spent a week in the Philippines a few years ago, and a lot of the buildings are what might be called substandard in terms of their construction. So I expect there will be damage there.
Right, right. And according to Dutch Sins, who's over in your area, he's a fascinating guy, not a professional, but a very, you know, as an amateur, is accumulating a fairly good track record at forecasting some of this stuff. Expect some of the that the force from the Montana quake will head south, such that in the next few days we could see further quakes in like the Colorado or Oklahoma or Texas or something, and then subsequent to that, the force tends to head east. So back in 2011, it was about a 5-point-something in Colorado that preceded the one in Virginia that actually damaged the Washington Monument. So these forces, you know, do traverse the country from west to east. So it should be interesting. We'll have to see what happens with all this.
It will be interesting.
That's all I have to report. Yep, just report. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you. The call number is 800-313-9443. What we're learning about earthquakes is basically they can happen anywhere. We used to think that there were areas more subject to them than others, and actually, of course, there are areas more prone to earthquakes than others. But earthquakes can happen any place. Oklahoma has become very seismically active the last 10 or 12 years, where it had always been thought to be seismically neutral since we've been keeping track of such things. So, yes. Of course, right here in my area, we've got the most dangerous seismic zone on the planet, the New Madrid seismic zone. And it's during the winter of 1811-1812, there were hundreds of earthquakes on the New Madrid seismic zone, hundreds. Several, I think it was about three or so, were strong enough to ring church bells on the East Coast in Philadelphia, for example. Now, that's... I don't have the distance in front of me, but 900 to 1,000 miles. It's a pretty good distance. It's been estimated, and I've talked to FEMA people and various first responders, and the statistics put out by FEMA publicly are about 20, as far as fatalities and injuries, are about 20% of what they really believe, what they'll talk about privately in their classified documents. Death and destruction would happen in eastern Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, and surrounding areas going north, south, and east. Not much west, because there was a ridge of granite just west of the New Madrid seismic zone that will protect the areas west of there, which is where I am. So the much of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks will be protected from those earthquakes when they happen. And that's what the seismologists all say, it's a matter of when, not if. There was an excellent novel written with a lot of science in it called 8.5 that is a novel, like I say, that gives a fairly accurate description of what would happen if there was an 8.5 shake on the New Madrid seismic zone. It would be devastating. Now, back in the late 80s, there was a weatherman named Ibin Browning, a climatologist, and he was not a seismologist, but he predicted that an earthquake was about to happen. And it caused a lot of concern at the time. It got the attention of the various utilities and state and local governments, and things were put in place because of that warning that may never have happened otherwise. A lot of good things. I know at the time we had Southwestern Bell, which is now AT&T, and they put in place a backup communication system. I was part of that. I made the final sales call on behalf of the contractor who was bidding on that job, and he did get the job. And emergency communications were set up from the Arkansas border to Hannibal with the headquarters in Kansas City. They didn't take for granted that anything east of Kansas City would survive. I would thought they may have put it in Columbia or Jefferson City, the state capital, but they went all the way to Kansas City just to make sure that their headquarters for the communications would be up and running after the earthquake on the New Madrid seismic zone, or earthquakes, plural. The Missouri state government designated sections of Interstate 55, Interstate Highway, as emergency landing zones for aircraft to drop off supplies and pick up injured people. There were contracts let to reinforce bridges, overpasses, that would help them survive, possibly survive, an earthquake. That went on for years. Those were huge contracts. And since the bridges and overpasses were already built, it's always time-consuming to go back and retrofit something on a structure that's already built. You have to deal with a lot of things to make that happen. But they did. And it was a good contract, and I'm glad to see it happened. Other utilities, natural gas, power companies, and so forth, put things in place that would help during an earthquake as well. And those things are in place and will be maintained for the indefinite future here in eastern Missouri. I can't comment on what was done in southern Illinois or Memphis because I'm not privy to that information, but hopefully things and protocols and mitigation was done in those areas as well. The nuclear power plants are always a concern when it comes to any threat. Earthquakes, of course, are a threat to nuclear power plants. I don't know the details of what was done to make sure that the nuclear power plants would be safe after, during, and after a major earthquake, or quakes, plural. What the New Madrid seismic zone is known for is multiple earthquakes. Now, it was only 10 or 12 years ago, maybe 15 years ago, that I found out there was a large comet passing Earth when those earthquakes occurred. There may or may not be a cause and effect relationship there. I don't know if there was or not. But if a comet was large enough, it could exert gravitational force on our planet and possibly trigger earthquakes. That's certainly a possibility. I've done a few public presentations on earthquake preparedness over the years, beginning in the early 90s. And it's one of the good things about earthquake preparedness is it's politically neutral. You can make the same appeal to conservative Christians as you can to flamboyant liberals, and not have to be concerned about being political, you know, about the politics of it. On one hand. On the other, conservatives realized pretty quickly that when there's a major earthquake, there would be no first responders in the normal sense of the word, in terms of fire, police, and paramedics, depending on how bad the earthquake is, where you are, and so forth, which may make them their own police, fire, and paramedics. You have to be those things yourself, to protect your family, protect property, protect innocent life. Liberals typically don't want to hear that message. They don't want to even consider that. Now, I'm thinking back now to a presentation I did on earthquake preparedness to a group of liberal men and women, friends of mine that I'd had for years. And when I got to the part about personal safety and protecting specifically addressing the men to protect their wives and daughters, I was suggesting they use a firearm to protect their wives and daughters from criminals who might want to kidnap and rape them. And they didn't want to hear that. One man, and I remember just like it was yesterday, "John, can we use a pellet gun to protect our family?" And I looked at him with the most incredulous look. But he was serious. He did not want to have to consider using a firearm to protect his teenage daughter from a criminal. Didn't want to do it. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th of July. We got a caller on hold here. We got Scott in Mississippi. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I had a couple of questions for you. First one's kind of a hypothetical. Say you got a speaking engagement that's about 700 miles away, medium-sized city. You take a flight over there. During your trip, you have an EMP strike, so what would you do in that situation?
Well, first of all, I don't fly commercial unless I have no choice. For a 700-mile trip, I would drive it. EMP may very well bring down a commercial airplane.
That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah. It depends on how strong the pulse is. It may knock out some of the avionics and control mechanisms. It may knock out all of them. So that's an unknown. Obviously, if the plane goes down, it goes down. And if these modern aircraft, everything is computer controlled that makes that thing stay in the air. So the odds of somebody surviving that are slim to none.
Say you're at the hotel and the EMP strike hits. What would you do to try to get back home?
Right. Well, 700 miles, if a motor vehicle was functioning, that would be my first choice. If not, I would probably try to find a bicycle and get on that bike and start pedaling.
Hit it.
Yep.
I guess.
Yep.
And also, I was wondering what the government's response would be if it was like a major EMP.
If the national power grid is down, the federal government would think they're in charge, but they'd be in charge as far as the fence from their headquarters. That's as far as they would be in charge. The government at that time would revert to the village and the township and the county, maybe for years. State government and federal government would basically cease to exist, Scott.
All right. So you don't think it would be a national martial law?
There would be no way to enforce it.
That's what I was wondering about.
Well, yeah, they may declare cities. Now, each mayor of each city can declare martial law independent of their state government. But how would you even know martial law was declared unless you had a radio that was EMP protected?
That's right.
Yeah, EMP would, well, nationwide EMP strike would kill 9 out of 10 Americans the first 12 months, mostly due to bad water, starvation, disease, and so forth.
Right. Well, it's like, you know, something, I'm an over-the-roader, so it's something I would be dealing with, like, on an everyday basis, pretty much.
Well, I would suggest you...
What you would do.
Okay, if you got room in your over-the-road truck, get yourself a bicycle with polyurethane inserts so they can't go flat because there's no air, with the polyurethane inserts in the tires. And make sure you got a good supply of water and food, maps and compasses.
Right.
Okay?
Got it.
Okay, Scott.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Yeah, a bicycle with the polyurethane inserts can't get flats because there's no air. It's just a polyurethane insert. It's a rough ride. Don't get me wrong. It's a rough ride, but any ride is better than walking. The amount of ground you can cover in a bicycle is phenomenal compared to walking. So, and of course, a bicycle would not be affected by EMP. An upgrade from that might be a motorized bicycle. So if the EMP knocked out the electronics, you could still pedal it. That would be a good thing. A small gasoline motor on a bicycle can make a huge difference in terms of how much ground you can cover, how quickly. And they're compact, they're lightweight. You could fit one in the back of a over-the-road truck and have it there if it was necessary, along with a bug-out bag. That'd be a smart thing, wouldn't it? We've got the Bob and Hour break coming up here momentarily. Tom Berry will be with us. We'll talk about the energy cleaner and have a very excellent 24 minutes of getting people up to speed on what the energy cleaner can do for them. It's a marvelous healing device. It truly is a marvelous healing device. I'm picking up a fresh shipment from Tom this afternoon, and yes, looking forward to that 24 minutes, as I do every week, to visit with Tom and talk about the energy cleaner. Yes. So, Scott, hang in there. Get your stuff ready in case you need to pedal home. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th day of July. Every Thursday, this half hour, we take about 24 minutes to talk about a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. And we begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm getting together with you later in the day, Tom, picking up energy cleaners. Seven out of the 10 I'm picking up are already sold, and they'll be shipped out tomorrow morning. So I expect I'll be getting together with you pretty soon to get another shipment of energy.
Well, John, they're in constant production all the time, so that's not a problem at all.
Well, that's good to know. It should give people some peace of mind knowing that if they haven't got one this week, that they can get one next week.
Sure. Well, you had a sale, and I'm sure that generated some activity. The normal flow is it's always going on. We're producing these almost on a daily basis. They're going all over the country and all over the world.
All over the world, absolutely. I just shipped one to Canada the other day. I ship a lot to Canada, quite a few to Australia, New Zealand. Occasionally they go to Europe, of course. And, of course, I'll be leaving for Europe myself in 13 days, and I'll be talking about the energy cleaner to people while I'm there and getting them a heads up on how wonderful the energy cleaner is. So we talk about pain mitigation. We talk about getting a great night's sleep. Our friend Steve Whitman, he gives the energy cleaner credit for saving his life, literally. And I guess he'd have to say saving his wife's life also, because she inadvertently was using the energy cleaner and was cured of lupus, of all things, which is a great thing, because the medication you take for lupus, if you take it long enough, makes you go blind. What a what a quandary that would be, wouldn't it, Tom?
Well, John, I'm not even so certain that Steve's wife was right on the energy cleaner pad. I think she was just near it. They had it on their bed, but I don't know if it was the entire bed. You might want to question him on that, because something makes me think that she was just sleeping near it, and that was enough to help her rid that lupus condition.
Well, next time I talk to Steve, I'll make every attempt to remember to do that. And it would be, now Tim Spencer got the relief he had by having a pad underneath his mattress, which was a thick mattress. I think he described it as being about 10 inches thick, and he still got relief before he got, that was an aluminum screen wire pad. Now he's got, of course, got the factory-made fitted pad on his bed, of course, gets the relief that he gets every day. So
of course, the closer you are to the pad, the better it works. Now, John, we both know, most of your listeners that have heard Tim many times know that he had some extreme pain issues, and it always surprised me when I found out that he had that pad underneath the mattress. That was amazing to me that he got as fast of a response to these pain issues as he did, considering how far away he was from the energy cleaner pad. It's always best to be as close as possible to it. And of course, we talk about using the energy cleaner with an electrode in a bathtub of water. The electrode can be as simple as a metal spoon from your kitchen. Just clip the output cable onto that spoon and lower it into the bath water. That will charge up the entire bathtub of water, and you immerse your body into it as deep as you can. If you can't get the water deep enough, just take a large towel and get it soaking wet in the tub and put that over your upper torso, and that will conduct that energy up through that damp, wet towel over the your entire body. Now, you can also, as the water cools off, it gets kind of chilly, maybe dip that back in and keep that towel wet like that. It works great. So all kinds of ways to do this, but Tim was one of our best testimonials, because he had some extreme issues he was dealing with, and still is, and he continues to heal, so we're all grateful for that.
Yes, we are, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're talking about. This radio is always new listeners. The energy cleaner is a healing device. It's about the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D-cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply two things. One is a plug-in to plug in one wire. That could be a wire with an alligator clip or the factory-made fitted mattress pad. And there's also an LED light that alternately flashes either red or green, telling you two things, that it's changing polarity and that it's working. Now, people try to figure out what this is. They ask, is it a TENS unit? No, it's not a TENS unit. Is it a Rife frequency generator? No, it's not a Rife frequency generator. It's entirely different technology. Think of radio. That's closer to what people are aware of than anything else, a radio transmitter. So this signal, which is similar to a radio signal, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. And if you use the factory-made fitted mattress pad that I sell, you can sleep on that 8 hours a night and get relief. You can also use the alligator clip with the wire that comes with it, to put that metal spoon in a bathtub and literally immerse yourself in that signal. If you have a hot tub, access to a hot tub, here's what you do. Turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. That way you can tolerate it for an hour at a time. and put that metal spoon in the hot tub and just relax and get that energy signal from your chin down. Just immerse your body. You know, we focus on two things, getting a great night's sleep and pain mitigation. The pain could be back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain. Pretty much, Tom, almost everybody with arthritis pain gets relief, don't they?
Yes, that's true in almost every case. Now, there are a few exceptions. Occasionally, we hear from somebody that's has the cartilage in a joint worn out and the bones are touching each other and maybe putting pressure on an adjacent nerve. That's a very difficult situation for anything to help, and they really need some medical intervention with a case like that, John. But for your typical arthritis pain and muscle pain, any swelling issues, things like that, the energy cleaner is very effective in almost every one of those cases. Of course, again, anything that has a mechanical problem, a disc in your vertebrae that's pushing directly on a nerve, well, it's really hard to do anything for that other than perhaps surgery or chiropractic care. But otherwise, we have very good success with pain issues and many other problems, like Steve Whitman's wife with lupus. We really, unfortunately, can't talk about that in this country, John, but I think people kind of read between the lines and they understand that many health benefits will come from flushing out the toxins and allowing the cells to bring in fresh nutrients and expel those toxins in a very efficient manner. That's what we're doing with the energy cleaner. It's really acting as a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. The cells that are working properly, they don't need any help. They just ignore it. It's there if they need it, but they don't really need the signal, so they ignore that signal. Any weak cells that are degenerating or becoming very toxic and putrefied, they'll obtain help from this signal and start pumping again and flush out those toxins and get revitalized and start functioning as a normal cell. So it's a great way to gain some pain relief and better health.
It is. It is. And here's the bonus, ladies and gentlemen. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. People sit there wondering, I wonder if this thing would help me. Well, one way to find out is to try it, and if you do try it and it doesn't work, just keep in mind, I have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Most people get relief sometimes as quick as just a few minutes, maybe it's a couple of days, but if you're going to get relief, generally it's within 2 weeks at the most, isn't it, Tom?
That's correct. It happens pretty quick in some cases. Other people take longer periods of time. I know several people locally that had fibromyalgia issues, and it took a couple of months before they were really totally pain-free and have been pain-free from then on. And, of course, John, I'm thinking about the one local woman who had pain issues for 17 years. The medical professionals could not help her. All types of medications, all types of therapies, nothing seemed to help her. The energy cleaner did totally reverse this pain issue that this lady was dealing with for 17 years. She, to this day, is pain-free, and I think it's been around 7 years now that she's been pain-free, so she's very thankful. Worked good in that case, but it did take, in her case, a couple of months. Other people, during seminars, John, I've seen people that get pain relief in less than an hour, and I'll always remember the woman that was brought in by her friends, and everybody there knew she wasn't planted there to promote this product because they all knew this woman personally. I'd never met her before, and she came in a wheelchair. She wasn't in a wheelchair all the time, but she would have quite a bit of pain if she had to stand for any period of time or do a lot of walking, so she elected to come in her wheelchair, and they brought her in. And, of course, everybody knew her and said hi and everything. She wanted to try it immediately, so we set up a pad on that wheelchair, and she sat on that. And after about, I'm thinking maybe a half hour to 45 minutes, somewhere in that range, she actually got up out of the wheelchair and claimed that she had no more pain. She says, I feel great. So when she left that evening, after that seminar was over, she pushed her wheelchair out under her own power, walked out, got in her car, and left. She was very happy. I believe she even purchased another unit for somebody in her family. So it does happen quite rapidly at times. You know, John, I don't want to sound like a salesman, but I broke the little finger on my left hand working on a lawnmower several years ago, and all I did was take some aluminum foil. Of course, I made a splint. Now, the pain was when I had to straighten that finger out. Now, that really hurt. But I made a splint and taped it all up, and it worked really good. The splint held everything perfectly in alignment. And then I wrapped that in aluminum foil, connected that to an energy cleaner, and I'll tell you what, there was absolutely no pain after I initially straightened the finger out and set it in place, so to speak. But there was absolutely no pain and no swelling and no bruising. Now, that amazed anybody that looked at it, but that's what happened. And I'd say within about a week, it was back to normal, like nothing ever happened. So it can be done, and we've had much success when people have had broken bones. Those fractures will heal quite rapidly, and many times there's the doctor looking at an X-ray will not even see the line, the demarcation line where the bone's healed. They can't see it. There's nothing there. They're astounded. And I know of one doctor that said he'd never seen anything like it. In all of his decades of being, I think almost three decades of being a orthopedic surgeon, had never seen anything like that. So it does happen, and the healing will be quite rapid. In Tim Spencer's case, I hope he's using an energy cleaner on a daily basis with all the healing that he needs to be getting. So hopefully Tim's doing a lot better and working with that machine on a daily basis.
Well, I know he is, and he's got out-of-town guests this week, which is why he's not with us this morning. This is his adult son and family are visiting from the East Coast. So he's recuperating, he's feeling better, and getting stronger and better every day. So that's moving along just like we would like to see it move along. I took Tim to lunch at our favorite Chinese place a couple weeks ago, he has a wonderful attitude, and attitude is half the battle, isn't it, Tom?
It really is. It really is. Well, I'm glad Tim's getting out and around. Is he able to walk on that break?
At the time he put some pressure on it, but he was in a wheelchair just to keep so the healing would not be retarded by putting excessive weight on it. So he can get in and out of the wheelchair by himself, and. I haven't talked to him about that part of the healing yet. He may be doing some walking on it now. It's been a couple.
That's good. Well, I'm glad to hear he's getting out and around, and it will heal up pretty quick, John. And he'll be able to walk on that sooner than the doctors probably told him. So he will end up having them all these medical professionals scratching their heads, wondering how this guy healed so fast. Once he got out of their clutches and could get. Get home and do some real healing and get back to familiar surroundings, I knew he'd be doing a lot better. So that's really good news to hear he's progressing.
Right. Well, he is, and that's what's going on there. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to my website. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the right side. You'll find the energy cleaner listed there, and you can read up on the patent application information. I was talking to a gentleman the other day. I was getting him set up with an energy cleaner. His daughter, I believe she's 6 or 7 years old, has been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And so I knew the energy cleaner would probably help. She just got set up on it 2 days ago. And I know with Tim we had a pancreatic function being restored. So my hope and my belief is that we'll get some pancreatic function back for this little girl. In her struggle. Type 1 diabetes 60 years ago was a death sentence pretty quickly. Very few people with type 1 diabetes reached adulthood. Now you can still live with it, but it's still a very serious, deadly disease, the type 1 diabetes. So hopefully that will benefit this little girl. And I'll let everybody know. It'll be about 3 months before she has another blood test. She's not so serious that they have a blood test more frequently. And once we do that, once we get that information, we'll know what progress is being made. So you can read up on the energy cleaner at my website and see the wonderful testimonials from people there that have been helped and had their lives saved, got their life back by the energy cleaner. Move on from there. You just make your decision, get your energy cleaner, get your factory-made fitted mattress pad. You might want to get a small pad also for travel. I use mine when I travel. And then you can be on the road back to optimal health and well-being. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Day of July. Yes, check out the energy cleaners. They're at my website for sale. They're only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. The mattress pads, while they vary in price, twin size, full, queen, king, California king, and of course the handy 12 by 24 inch travel pad. Everything's right there. As of this evening, I'll have everything in stock and ready for immediate shipment tomorrow morning. So there'll be no delay. If you get your order in today, it'll probably ship out tomorrow morning. And get back on the road to optimal health and well-being. And Tom, as I sometimes say, it's not the silver bullet. If you think you can still have your main diet be a diet soda and Doritos, you're sadly mistaken, aren't you, sir?
Very true. You know, I've heard the saying that we dig our graves with our teeth, so it's a good idea to clean up your diet, be careful about what you eat, take the proper supplements, and if you can, stay off the pharmaceutical drugs. That's that causes a lot of trouble. You know, you see the ads on television and hear radio commercials, John, and the fast talking and small print at the end. Usually the common denominator with all these pharmaceutical drugs are liver problems. So it's kind of dangerous, but some people have to take them. I understand that, but keep it to a minimum if you can at all do that. One other comment, John, you're talking about diabetes and pancreatic functions. I know several cases where people had pancreatic cancer. Now, that's a death sentence in almost every case. That's
it is.
Nearly
it
a,
is.
Yes. It's, right. And we have had several people that got an energy cleaner that were battling that problem, pancreatic cancer, and they needed pain relief so they could die pain-free, at least, and only to be surprised, and it survived. It actually went away. So I'm not saying we did anything other than give them some pain relief. We can't talk about other things. As you know, John, unfortunately, in this country,
right.
our hands are tied. But many, many, many different health issues can be resolved, and you can obtain tremendous relief and better health by using the energy cleaner. But the main things we focus on are pain relief and better sleep. Everything else you have to figure out for yourself. There are two books that I like to mention occasionally. It's important for anybody that is interested in this type of technology. They want to read up on it. Get the books by Dr. Becker, Dr. Robert Becker. One book is Cross Currents, and he gives quite a write-up in there about using energy for healing. And then, of course, The Body Electric. That's another book by Dr. Becker. I don't know if either of these books are still in print, but they can be purchased used. I've seen the books go for as little as $3 in used bookstores. Whenever I see them, I buy them, and I pass them out to other people. But I believe Amazon still carries some used copies.
Outstanding. Tom, thank you very much, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Thank you, John.
Okay, top of the hour break. We'll be back with Don Kubley. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.